HeatWave, Ride Groove Stack with an automation-first workflow enabled in Live 12 for jungle and old-school DNB DJ tool vibes. Intermediate level, let's build something you can drop into any roller at 172, automate like a performance, and instantly get that rave HeatWave lift without endlessly rewriting MIDI. First, here's the mindset. In drum and bass, especially jungle and old-school flavors, your toppers do a few key jobs. They add urgency. They glue transitions. They lift energy at phrase changes, and they stay out of the way of the snare. The trick is, let MIDI stay simple and make automation your main instrument. We're building one track that behaves like a DJ tool. You pull it in, you push it out, you brighten it, you dirty it, you make it breathe on 16s and 32s. Step 0, project setup. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a classic rolling sweet spot. If you like 170 or 174, fine. But build it at 172 so the feel is right while you're dialing in groove and ducking. Create a MIDI track called Ride Groove Stack. Optional, but nice. Put it inside a drums group so you can route sidechain and keep the session tidy. And switch to arrangement view, because this whole lesson is about writing automation that you can reuse. Now we choose our sound sources. We're doing old school friendly layering. Three layers inside one instrument rack. Drop an instrument rack on that track, then create three chains. Chain is ride, chain B is shaker, chain C is air hat. For sound selection, don't overthink it, but do be intentional. The rack should be a little trashy, slightly metallic, not super clean. Think rave hardware, not pristine modern top loops. Short to medium decay. Shaker should be noisy and mid-forward, not insanely bright. And the air hat is your tight, fizzy tickle on top, like a closed hat with that little sizzle. In each chain, drop a sampler and load a sample. Stock packs are fine. Your own library is fine. The main rule is, choose samples that already live close to where you want them, so you're not forcing them with EQ. Next, program minimal MIDI. One bar. Loop it. This is important. We are not writing a masterpiece hat pattern. We are writing a stable engine that automation will perform. Make a one-bar MIDI clip. Looping. For the ride layer, start with ATHS. Hits on each beat. 1, 2, 3, 4. If you want more intensity later, we'll create it with density and brightness, not by instantly going to constant 16THS everywhere. For the shaker layer, put in 16THS across the whole bar, but lower velocities and vary them. Aim roughly 40 to 70 velocity, and do small differences so it breathes. This is where old school swing lives. Not in perfect grid hats at max velocity, but in dynamic movement. For the air hat, keep it sparse. Put a few offbeats. For example, little ticks in between the beats, or occasional 16THS. Think of it like seasoning. If you overdo this layer, it becomes that modern brittle hat thing. And we want jungle energy, not a hi-fi hiss. Now let's add groove without getting lost in micro-editing. Open the groove pool and grab a swing 16 groove. Keep it subtle. Apply it to the clip. And start with timing around 10 to 20%, velocity around 5 to 15, random around 5 to 10. The goal is urgent and forward, not drunken shuffle. At 172, too much swing just feels sloppy. At this point, we're ready to shape each layer so it sits like a proper DNB topper, meaning it lives up top. It doesn't clutter the break, and it doesn't steal the snare's crack. On the ride chain, start with an auto filter. High pass is your friend here, or band pass if you want it more nasal and controlled. Set the high pass somewhere around 250 to 400 HC to get rid of low junk that will just smear with your break and bass. Then add saturator. Drive in the 2 to 6 dB range. Soft clip on. This is part of the HeatWave identity. Saturation gives you presence and excitement without just boosting EQ. Then add EQ 8. If the ride is harsh, dip around 4 to 7 kHC, maybe 2 to 4 dB. Because that's snare crack territory and also where ears fatigue. And if you want air, use a gentle shelf around 10 to 12 kHE. But be careful, jungle hats get bright fast. On the shaker chain, high pass more aggressively. Start 600 to 1200 HC. Shakers lev higher, then add drum bus. Drive maybe 5 to 15%. Crunch low. Boom usually off for toppers, because we don't want low-end resonance. After that, add utility and widen it, something like 120 to 160% width. The ride stays more central. Shaker can be wider for movement. On the air hat chain, EQ 8 with a high pass around 2 to 4 kHC. Optional. Redux very lightly for grit. Subtle downsampling can make it feel sampled, less modern. Then auto pan with a small amount, maybe 10 to 25%, rate at 1/8 or 1/16, phase at 180 degrees for stereo movement. Again, subtle. We want motion, not seasickness. Now we turn this into the DJ tool by building macros. This is the heart of the automation-first workflow. One or two automation lanes can create what would otherwise take 10 device tweaks. Open macro mappings in the instrument rack and create 8 macros. Macro 1. Heat. Map it to the ride saturator drive, something like 2 dB at the low end up to 8 dB at the high end. Also map it to that air shelf gain on the ride EQ, from 0 up to maybe plus 3 dB. And map it to the shaker drum bus drive, like 5 up to 20%. Heat should feel like more excitement and edge. Not everything is painfully loud, so keep ranges controlled. Macro 2. Tone, bright to dark. Map it to filter cutoffs on all 3 chains. Keep musical ranges. Ride high pass maybe 200 to 600 Hz, shaker high pass 700 to 1500, air hat high pass 2k to 5k. That sounds counterintuitive at first, because you're moving high pass filters, but it works as a thinner to brighter tilt. When tone goes up, the toppers sit more on top and feel cleaner. When it goes down, they feel thicker and more present but can get in the way. You'll use tone constantly in automation. Macro 3. Spray. This is density and noise. Create a fourth chain called noise spray. Put operator on it, set it to noise. Then band pass it with auto filter somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz, so it's just airy dust. Add a gate to chop it. Map the gate threshold so you can go from almost nothing to a steady hissy spray, and also map the noise chain volume. This is your riser dust and wash control, and when you automate it for one bar before a drop, it feels like the track is lifting without adding a new instrument. Macro 4. Push. This is the forward feel illusion. One easy way. Add drum bus on the ride chain and map the transients control from 0 up to maybe plus 20. More transient gives you more forward push. Less transient feels smeared and laid back. This is psychoacoustics. You're not changing timing, but you're changing what the ear perceives as the front edge of the groove. Macro 5. Space. After the rock, add reverb or hybrid reverb. Map dry slash wet from about 3 to 18%. And map decay from around 0.8 seconds up to 2.5 seconds. Then keep the reverb controlled with a high cut around 7 to 10k so it doesn't fizz forever. Phase is a performance move, not a permanent state. Macro 6. Duck. After reverb, add compressor and sidechain it from your main drums, or specifically your kick and snare bus. Ratio around 4:1, attack 2 to 10 ms, release 80 to 180 ms. Map the threshold so you can go from subtle tuck to obvious pumping. The goal is, the ride stack moves with the groove, but the snare stays the boss. Macro 7. Width. Map the utility width on the shaker and air hat, maybe 100 to 170%. Keep ride closer to mono, like 100 to 120. Wide toppers can sound huge in headphones and then disappear or phase out in mono systems. So width is a spice, not the meal. Macro 8. Level. Map rack output or utility gain after the rack. This is your safety and your quick blend. Now I want to add a coach move that saves hours. Calibrate this stack against a Riedel breakbeat right now. Drop in a break loop you actually like. Loop 8 bars, and bring the ride stack up until it just starts to announce itself. Not dominate, just announce. Then set your level macro so your default position is slightly below that threshold. Why? Because later when you automate heat and tone up, you won't accidentally end up with toppers that are wildly too loud. Let's make it even more mix-proof. Create a snare window instead of just cranking ducking. After the rack, add an EQ8 and make a bell around 4.5 to 6.5 kHz, Q around 1.2 to 2.0. Map that bell gain to a macro called snare GAP if you have space, or replace a macro you use least. Range from 0 down to about minus 4 dB. When the drop gets busy, automate snare GAP down a bit more, and the snare will pop through without you having to pump everything to death. Now the automation template. We're thinking in 16s and 32s because that's how DNB breathes. Make a 64-bar section in arrangement and automate the macros like a DJ performing an energy curve. Bars 1 to 16. Intro, low energy. Keep tone darker. Heat low. Bass almost dry. Duck medium so the toppers stay tucked behind the break and don't steal attention. This is important. If you start too bright, you have nowhere to go. Bars 17 to 32, build and tease. Gradually raise tone and introduce spray. A little lift in width can make it feel like the track is opening up. Then do tiny heat bumps at phrase ends, like around bar 24 and bar 32. Those little end of phrase pushes are where jungle excitement lies. Bars 33 to 48, The drop, full wash. Tone high. Heat medium to medium high. Bass slightly up but controlled. Duck set so the snare still dominates. Here's a listening check. If your ride stack is masking the snare crack, you have two immediate fixes. 1. Increase duck a touch. 2. Carve a little 4 to 7k on the ride, or automate snare GAP. Bars 49 to 64. Variation and transition. Pull back space and spray so it doesn't stay at maximum intensity forever. And here's a classic move, a 1-bar heat flash going into the end. Around bar 63 into 64, ramp heat up quickly, then snap it down right on the 1. That snap creates the perception of impact and control, like a DJ riding a filter and slamming it back. A quick automation style tip, don't draw only smooth curves everywhere. Use momentary shapes. Half bar ramps up, quick snaps down. 2 beats of space swelling right before the drop, then immediately dry on the downbeat. That's performance realism. Now, a couple advanced variations if you want to level this up. One DJ-friendly upgrade is to build an A and B ride inside the same rack. Rider versus washer. Duplicate your ride chain. Ride is tight, punchy, less reverb, more transient. Ride B is longer, noisier, more smeary and spaced out. Then map the chain selector to a macro called mode, so you can morph between articulation and wash without changing your automation lanes. That's huge for arrangement speed.